Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we'll be concluding the seventh chapter of Maseches Brachos with the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. We've been learning about the halachas of the Zimun, of the call to benching, the grace after meals that we say. And the fourth Mishnah says, Shlosha she'achlu ke'achad, three people who eat together, in a rishoyin l'chalik, they're not allowed to separate for benching. V'chein arba, v'chein chamisha, the same is true for four, the same is true for five. So they have an obligation to bench with a zimun, and if they divide, someone's not going to be benching with a zimun. Shisha nechalakim, six people already, they can divide, because they can make two zimun. Adasara, this goes until there are 10. So 7 people, 8 people, 9 people, they can split into 2 zimun. But once there are 10, they have to have the minyan. V'yasara ena nechlokin ad shiyu esrim. 10 people cannot divide until there are 20, until there are enough people to make 2 minyanim. Let's take a look in the Bart Nuro. Enan rishoyin l'chalik, they don't have permission to divide, to separate into smaller groups. Mekivan shechala aleihem chovas zimun, because they're already obligated to form a zimun. V'chein arba, v'chein chamisha, the same is true of 4 people or 5 people. They're not allowed to break into smaller groups. Ein hashlosha mezamnin l'atzman, the 3 people are not allowed to make a zimun by themselves, v'hiyachid yechalik mehen, and the individual to leave them. V'ihu nami ekva b'chova zimun, because he also has an obligation of zimun established for him. Shisha nechlakin, 6 can divide. Kadei zimun lakan, kadei zimun lakan. So they can have a zimun over here and a zimun over there. Ad asara. This works until you've reached a group of 10 people. Aval asara, ein nechlakin. But 10 cannot divide. Tizchaivu lehu, bezimun shiyesh bo hakaras Hashem. Because once you reach 10, once you have that minyan, they're obligated in the zimun that recalls the name of God, as we said in the previous Mishnah. Ad shiyu esrim. And that's the case until there are 20 people. V'az yechalku l'shtei chaburos im yirtzu. And once they have 20 people, then they can break into 2 minyanim and have individual benching if that's what they want. Mishneh Hey. Shtei chaburos shehayu ochlos b'bayis echad. 2 groups of people that are eating in the same house. Bizman shemiktsasan roen elu es elu. When people from one group can see people from the other group. Hare elu mitztarfin lezimun. Then they can join together for benching. V'imlav, elu mezamnin l'atzman, ve'elu mezamnin l'atzman. If they can't see each other, if they're in different rooms, different floors, then they bench individually. This group by itself, that group by itself. Ein mevarchin al hayayin, and they don't say the blessing on the wine. Ad sheyitin l'socho mayim, until they put water into it. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim amrim mevarchin. But chachamim say you do say the blessing on the wine before it is diluted. And let us look in the Bart Nuro. If 2 groups can see each other, they can make a single zimun. V'im lav, elu mezamnin la'atzman. But if not, they have to bench in individual groups. U'bizman sheshamish echad meshamish l'shtei chaburos. But when both groups are being serviced by the same waiter, afal pish ein roen elu es elu hashamish mitzarfin. Even though they can't see each other, the shamish, the waiter, is a connective. He unites the 2 groups. Ein mevarchin al hayayin. One does not say the blessing on wine. What blessing? Borei pri hagefen. One does not say that blessing, ad sheyitin l'socho mayim, until water is put into it. Why do we have to dilute the wine? Lefi shehaya yenam chazak me'od, because their wine was very strong. It was like wine concentrate. V'lo hayaroi l'shtia b'lo mayim, and it wasn't fit to drink until water was added to it. Hilka chakati lo ishtani l'malyusa, v'lo zaz mibirchas harishona, u'mevarchin alav b'rei pri ha'etz, ka'anavim. So it's not wine. It's like grapes. It's like eating liquid grapes. So until its status is changed by adding the water, there would not be a blessing of wine. There would be a blessing of grapes. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, but the halacha does not follow this opinion. As the Chachamim said, one would say the regular bracha on such wine. That is the end of the seventh chapter of Maseches Brachos. Join us tomorrow when we will be beginning chapter 8.